Our text is found in Esther chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Listen to the word of God, if you will. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? It shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people to be destroyed, to be slain and to perish. But if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. And then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Our subject today is the sinner's last party. As our study of Esther continues today, we shall see the last party of a sinner before judgment. Haman is a type of this, so we shall examine his condition before he dies. Haman's condition is the condition of every individual outside of Christ at this hour. Maybe you're having a big time, and you're on your road to a devil's hell, and you don't seem to care. Haman was in the same category, and we find his condition is a condition of the average individual outside of Christ at this hour. Haman was under the judgment of God, but he didn't know it. He was also unable to change his situation, but he didn't know it. And also, he was unwilling, unless a special work of grace was manifest. And are you listening? He also was unaware, I should say, of the brevity of time concerning him personally. Now listen carefully, if you will. This is also true concerning every individual outside of Christ at this hour. Let me stop right here. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ at this moment? Does he know you? Have you ever stood before him as a poor, guilty sinner, suing for mercy on the basis that Christ died for sinners, and you're the sinner? My friend, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's highly unlikely you've ever come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to look at Haman again, and we're going to see what transpired at the last party that he had ever attended. And this might be your last party, because there are people in America today that have no concept whatsoever of the future, and they don't want to have any. They live from day to day, and their life is a life of performance and partying, and that's all they know. And yet we find, as I mentioned again, they've got to face reality. One of the weaknesses of America this hour is the fact that they don't know how to face reality in this generation. This generation doesn't know how to do it. They don't understand that certain things are fixed and absolute and cannot be changed, and they think they can change everything. But my friend, this is the category of Haman, and the status of Haman and the unsaved sinner. I'm going to describe it to you today, and I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit of God will deal with your heart as it's brought to your attention, and that you'll repent of your sin and sue for mercy before the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him and beg him to save you. And you'll take your place as a beggar before the Lord God of heaven. It's the greatest privilege you'll ever have, and my hope is that the Spirit of God will deal with your heart even at this hour. Now let's look at Haman for just a moment. We see the status of Haman and the unsaved individual without Christ at this hour. Number one, both are proud and prosperous. In Haman, we find Esther chapter 5, listen again at verse 11. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and the servants of the king. Haman said moreover, Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared, but myself. And tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king. Now here we see him. He's proud and prosperous. And I wonder how many of you are like that at this present hour. The word of God describes the situation of a sinner that's proud and prosperous. Psalm chapter 73, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Psalm chapter 73 describes for us the condition of a sinner without Christ. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly. Concerning oppression, they speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and the waters of a full cup are wrung out to them, and they say, How doth God know, and is there knowledge of the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. And my friend, that's a good description of Haman, but I wonder, is it a description of you at this present hour? I hope not. I hope all of you listening to me know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Redeemer, because if you don't, this is your category, and whether you recognize it or not, you are on a very dangerous ground. You see, Haman was in this category. We find what you're talking about. He was under the judgment of God, but he didn't know it. He was also unable to change his situation, and he was unwilling to change his situation unless a work of grace was manifest in his heart, and there had never been one. And then he was also unaware of the brevity of time concerning him personally. And are you listening? That's many an individual at this present hour. Maybe some of you listening to my voice at this moment. I urge you, turn around, my friend. Turn and face the Lord Jesus Christ and begin even now to beg for mercy on the basis that Christ died for sinners and you're the sinner. Because this is the situation of Haman, and this is the status also of the unsaved individual. Number one, proud and prosperous in all their activities. Secondly, prejudiced against others. Now, Haman was prejudiced against the Jews. Well, how do you know that? Esther chapter 3, we find very clearly these words in verse 5. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. And he almost successful in doing that, because you see, a sinner is prejudiced against each other and also against the Lord Jesus Christ. Now someone might say, now preacher, what are you talking about? I'm not prejudiced against the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you? Let me give you the description of a sinner without Christ as is described for us in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, I should say, and look at me at verse 7 and 8, and this is what it says. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh are not, cannot please God. Now that's your situation if you're without the Lord Jesus Christ at this hour. Proud and prosperous, all right, prejudiced against others. People today are prejudiced against the Jews, and they don't need to be. The Jews are God's chosen people, and God has a special event for them yet to take place in their life. And we find very clearly it's going to come to pass, because the Lord God of heaven has promised the Jew the land of Palestine. He didn't promise it to the Arabs. He promised it to the Jew. And rest assured of one thing, they're going to get it. But they don't know that at this present hour. And we find people today are proud and prosperous. Then they're prejudiced against others, individuals against each other, and as I mentioned before, also against the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing about them was this. They are provoking against God. Esther chapter 3, look with me again, verse 12 through 15. And you find Haman was provoking unto God. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, here we see the actions of Haman, which made him provoked, I should say, before the Lord God of heaven. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written and sealed with the king's rings. Now listen. And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children, and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Now here's the action of Haman that made him provoked, I should say, before the Lord God of heaven. God was provoked with Haman, and we find God is also provoked with the sinner today. And God warns us about that, and you turn with me to the book of the Psalms for just a moment, and I'll show you what in the world I'm talking about. We find in Psalm chapter 5, this is what the situation of every sinner outside of Christ is before the Lord God of heaven. In verse 4 we read, "For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man." And my friend, if you're without Christ, this is your category. We have all lied before the Lord God of heaven, and we need to understand that. And we've broken all the Ten Commandments before the Lord God of heaven. And we see we are provoking unto the Lord because of our sin. And we find Haman was provoking unto the Lord God of heaven because of his sin against the people, the Jews. And we find you and I are provoking before the Lord God of heaven because of the fact that we are responsible for the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has God ever shown you this is your situation before him? Oh, my friend, if he has, I hope that you've repented before the Lord God of heaven and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was Haman proud and prosperous, not only was he prejudiced against others, not only was he provoking unto God, but we find also he was parting away his destiny. Now you say, what are you talking about? Esther chapter 5, and we verse 3 through 9, and then in Esther chapter 7, and verses 1 and 2, and 7 through 10, we find that there was a party, two parties in fact, and Haman was invited to both of them. The parties involved, both the queen, Esther, and also the king Ahasuerus, and Haman, and that's all. And then we find in Esther chapter 7, in verse 1 and 2, "So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen, and the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, What is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered and said, If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. If we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage." Now notice, "Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, The adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen." Now what do you have here, all right? Haman was parting away his destiny. I wonder if you are doing it at this present hour. You're the sinner. Take your place as a sinner like Haman, and then sue for mercy, and my Lord will reach down and save you, or else you'll be cut off by the justice of God. I don't want that to happen to anybody. Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here of the Mercies of God saying goodbye for now, and oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.